Who wants justice for Trayvon Martin? Tidal does. Where will you be able to stream and see the real life story about Trayvon Martin and what really happened and what his people are saying about his life and his journey and his legacy? Only on Tidal. Not Apple Music, not Spotify, or any other streaming platform. Who wants justice for Meek Mill? Tidal does. Tidal allows their members to stream exclusive Meek Mill rallies so you can stay woke and see what's going on in the community and how hip-hop connects to the community. Where can you watch the real-life documentary of the late, great Biggie Smalls? Streaming right now exclusively on Tidal. The real story from the real people that was in his life. Where can you watch live concerts featuring Beyonce, Jay-Z, Cardi B, Migos, and more right from your mobile device, people? Only on Tidal. Tidal is the only global streaming platform dedicated to giving rising musicians a true voice. Don't believe me? See it for yourself. Check out their Tidal Rising section in the app. Their Tidal Rising section. Artists from all over the globe are featured in there. Independent artists that are taking it to the next level. Where else can you watch my man Nipsey Hussle riding in the back of a Maybach 62 talking rap politics? Only on Tidal. Sound is everything when you listen to music that you love, people. Tidal is the only music streaming service with high fidelity lossless sound, which means you're listening to the highest quality sound available. Tidal delivers every time, people. I can go on and on all day about how Tidal is a new wave of music streaming, yada, yada, yada. But truthfully speaking, Tidal is not just a music streaming service. It's the only music streaming service dedicated to protecting and preserving hip-hop and pop culture. Find your voice. Again, people, find your voice at www.tidal.com. That's www.tidal.com. Download the Tidal app, T-I-D-L, available on all platforms, and sign up for a free music trial. See it for yourself. You have nothing to lose. All day, every day. Tidal for all people. It's your main guy, Jonathan P. Wright, a.k.a. the Millennial General, with REI Radio, the new voice of millennial music. Let's get it. This is Jonathan B. Wright with the Million Dollar Mindset Podcast, hosted on the Talk to Shayland Radio Circuit Power, syndicated globally on the REI Radio Network, over 20 licensed DRT track stations, over 20 artists charting nationally at digitalradiotracking.com. Shout out to Skrilla King already all day. Today's show is special because when we have artists, when we have entertainers, when we have celebrities, when we have power players, that are legends in the game, have impacted culture, started trends. When you talk about Houston, you got to talk about Scarface, you got to talk about the Ghetto Boys, you got to talk about Slim Thug, you got to talk about Mike Jones. That name, is only one Mike Jones in the world. I don't care what you say. There's only one Mike Jones. You know what I'm saying? So when you say Mike Jones, so when you talk about Mike Jones, people, oh, that's the guy from Houston. Oh, that's the rapper. That's my dude. Yeah, he made a regular name famous. Who does that? Only Mike Jones. So today, people, I'm honored, super honored to have Houston legend, rap icon, still making waves in the game, still selling our shows, still making moves on the Million Dollar Mindset Podcast today. Mike Jones, welcome to the Million Dollar Mindset Podcast, fam.
Respect, man. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate the love, man. Appreciate you even, you know, still, you know, showing the love and respect and knowledge and the work that, you know, the kid put in and still, you know, try to hold it down for it, man. I'm just trying to grind and hold it down for it and keep it going, baby.
Exactly. I mean, well, you know, I had to give you that Diddy intro, man, because that's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? Had to give you that Diddy intro for real. Definitely. So I'm going to jump right into it, man. I don't need to brag about your history, man, because your history is just legendary. Tell the audience of the Million Dollar Mindset, what have you been working on lately as far as your projects, your brand, your company? Because you're a businessman to the full. So I want to let people get an earful about what you've been working on as far as your brand, your businesses, different artists, different opportunities that you have for 2018.
Honestly, like, I mean, when I came out at the beginning, you know what I'm saying, I wasn't even thinking, you know, really about the brand. I was really just, you know, just trying to, like, put the whole hip-hop game on game. You know, that, you know, back then, they don't want you, you know, and then you get on, everybody on you, because I was frustrated when I wrote that verse, when I was going through that. But my overall goal was to give y'all a game on what's going on. And now people know me, so they love and respect for what I did, you know, on that. Now I'm back to try to get more game, try to drop new knowledge and try to do more than just come back with a single, come back and, you know, be a hit maker. Now I got a message and I got someone really trying to bring to the game that can really help out, you know what I'm saying, hip hop. And once people understand what I know, you know, it's gonna change it. You know what I'm saying? Just like when people really got the feel of back then, it really made people really just feel it. It really made people just understand, like, you know, it ain't cool going through that stuff. And it made people work that much harder to be successful. But now I did that, done that, now I'm on a whole other mission to try to come with the money train. That's the whole movement. And with the money train, I'm trying to use that as an example to show people and show the CEOs how it's supposed to go, man. You know what I'm saying? Because we got to keep the game going. I mean, it ain't just, you know, about signing people. It's about giving everybody the inside game and this shit and letting them know what's going on so everybody can see, know, and eat together. You know what I'm saying? Because the way that the structure been going, it ain't been right. So it's going to eventually die unless we come through and try to keep it right. So that's what I'm really back here for, more than just a single. I'm back here to create, you know, something that everybody can get on. And I call it the money train. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. I definitely feel you on that. And I can respect your forward thinking and the way that you're approaching the game, man. That's smart. And that's one thing about you, Mike. You were ahead of your time then, you're ahead of your time now. Just even with the type of lyrics that you use, the way you approach sound production, instrumentation, and everything. I want to ask you a question. In 2018, when you look into the mirror and it's just you by yourself, and you think about your career, your life, where it is now, what do you see in yourself when you look in the mirror in 2018, fam?
I mean, the same person I seen when I asked it.
Right.
I see the same person, like, you know what I'm saying? So when I asked it, I had to look in the mirror and say, man, you got to do something. You know what I'm saying? And when I made it, you know, I made it because I came from looking in that mirror. You know what I'm saying? So I'm still that same person. That's why I stay grounded even through success and still be humble and 100 to the people. Like, you never just heard, oh, when I was in my Drake era, I was high-checking on people or I was not. Like, John was cool, down to earth. Man, last time I checked on John and heard about he was this, he was that. Wasn't nothing bad because I stayed level and grounded even through the success because it wasn't always about that. Like, I looked in the mirror and knew who I was and what I was trying to get out there. I was trying to get out there that you can make any type of name and be yourself and be on. You know, back then you had to have a killer name title. Now, you know, it was just me, Mike Jones, that's my real name. Now you got a Kendrick Lamar. Now you got a regular person,
right,
a regular name. Everybody opening up, they can be themselves now. But at first, it wasn't just no first name, last name. It wasn't no Mike Jones. It wasn't no, you know what I'm saying? It had to be them names. You know what I'm saying? It had to be them alias name that was really popping, you know, but I'm like, nah, Mike Jones. I mean, that's me, right?
Okay.
And I mashed on it so hard to where they had to respect it. And then other people were like, you know what? I'm Jackson King, or I'm Jamal Dixon.
Right, exactly.
Wow, and yeah. Now all type of artists coming up, Vince Staples, and you know, it ain't just no stigma in the name title no more. It's just talent on talent sprouting out, and I was the birth of that talent to sprout out and let it be known that I'm cool being an outsider. And I wind up being the person that sold the most records, 3 million, out the gate, basically loaded, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but your situation was like, you know, it was like fish grease hot the minute it came on. Like, it was, I mean, I think about the Jeezy movement, your movement, that whole movement. Certain movements were just exploded on the scene, man. And you just, everything clicked. And that's when it's right. Your chemistry clicked. The swag was right. The music was right. Your sound was right. Everything that you were doing made sense. And that's called greatness, man. So I definitely respect that, especially for what you were putting in. Especially me listening to that music and hearing it. And like, oh, yeah. Because you had every girl saying that same line. You had every dude saying the same line. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you had men and women singing the same hook. So that's great.
Man, because most of the time, I always, of course, I'm a man, but I write songs for the ladies, so I always keep both sets in mind. You know what I'm saying? Of course, if I'm just mad, I'm in my man's zone, rapping about niggas, shit, man, shit, that. Sometimes I'm in my next year's lane, sometimes I'm on my... all on me, like, I always try to keep a balance for the men and for the ladies, you know what I'm saying?
Got you. Mike, 2018, talk about right now. 2018, right now, talk about the new music that you got coming out right now, fam.
The best way I can sum it up, 2018, like my homie, Lil Wayne, he had Young Money, and he came out, you know, with Young Money, man. I'm gonna push Young Money. Everybody like, nah, we don't want Young Money. We want you to put this album out, you know. We was telling everybody about Drake, about Nicki.
Right.
And nobody understand. And now everybody understand, you know. So I'm going through that process of everybody not understanding the Money Train. And they just want Mike Jones to just hurry up and come out. And they want Mike Jones to hurry up and come out. But fast forward 10 years, the game is grateful that Wayne showed that type of love and opened the door for Drake to come through.
And patience.
Being great, and we all saying, man, Drake is great. Drake is bigger than Wayne. You know, he had to open the door to let that greatness be great, man, because he could have kept it closed and we wasn't hearing about this nigga, man. I'm just being real. Like, I can't be fake. You know what I'm saying? So I just got to respect real. I just got to keep it 1,000. You know what I'm saying?
Right. When you think about your career right now and where it's going now, what has, how has music blessed your life?
You said, how has it blessed my life?
Yeah, like, tell the audience.
Oh, okay.
Because you have a lot of people listening that are like young millennials, rappers. Like, talk about, you know, people always talk about the fortune and fame, but you sacrificed a lot. But how has the game opened up doors and blessed your life?
I mean, it blessed me a lot. It ain't really just like I had to sacrifice. It really blessed me because just going off the government way, you gotta work 9 to 5. You gotta do it this way. You gotta do it this way. Like they say, you either got a cricket shot or you slang rock. You know what I'm saying? One of the two. Or you gotta do something, you know? But hip hop was a way that, nah, you gotta see another one of them. You know, if you flow and you cold, you can do this and do this, and it makes sense and it pop, pow. So my job was an exception thanks to hip hop. So it wasn't really no sacrifice. It was just a way out for me that made sense. And all I had to do was be real and be me. You know what I'm saying? So people like Jesus, he was real and did what he did. I was real and did what I did. Everybody just sprouted out and did what they was doing. In this world we call hip hop. I was able to create my world, he was able to create his world. We all was coming out with our movement. We had just stuck until our institutionalized one or two ways to have to go through to make money. You feel me?
Oh, absolutely, man. I mean, that's called trusting the process. No doubt.
Yeah, and that's why he's saying what he's saying, because he's not saying that to say he's going to come out with something in 3 months. It takes a minute to really build it. So I'm telling you, like, what my job doing in 2018? I'm building the Money Train. Well, what's the Money Train? Money Train is a staple of number talent. You know what I'm saying? That I feel that's educated and know the game better than when I came into the game. Because if I knew what I'm telling them now, that back then, I'd be 3 times 5. You feel what I'm saying? I sold 3 million out the gate. That means I would have sold like 7.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you would have doubled that. Yeah.
You feel me?
Oh,
I would have shifted through politics and I wouldn't have never had to stop. Now, he had to come back with restaurant and came back to five. But you learn and you understand. But the most important thing about this game is that you give it back to the future so the future can come and make better. That's what we're supposed to be doing, not holding it in and making everybody else suffer.
Gotcha.
Because they have to suffer. And that's what the game's been doing. And you know it.
Absolutely. Mike, any business venture that you want to discuss today? Any new business ventures that you have going on? Anything that's on the horizon for your corporation?
Besides the train,
You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of different projects coming out from the train. You know, I'm going to come back and do my thing. You know, I got the Jones Character Construction. Me and my partner doing that where we building and we putting people on game about that, because a lot of people buying homes that's already overpriced, meaning you buying something that's 300 square feet. We can sell it to you for 80, 90 square feet, and you can really own your home instead of having a 30-year interest rate. You know what I'm saying? But that's more down the line. I got to get the money train popping and Mike Jones back on the screen before I can start educating you about the houses. Because you'll be like, man, what the Mike Jones about how they get to stick to building? Well, I got to come back and blow up in the music first.
I feel you.
Before I start telling you about the houses we flipping, you feel me?
Oh, yeah. Mike, how can people reach you on Apple Music, Spotify, Instagram, Twitter? Like, what are your profile names that people can reach out to you and start adding you to their playlists and following you on social media?
Oh, yeah. They just go to WhoMikeJones.com. WhoMikeJones.com. It's going to take them all to the other sites. So they go to WhoMikeJones.com. Click on my website, WhoMikeJones.com. It's going to take you to the Spotify, the IG, Twitter, everything else.
WhoMikeJones.com, baby. So, WhoMikeJones.com,
is that correct?
Already. Cool, people. So, you know, WhoMikeJones.com. Mike, let me just brag about you for just 30 seconds. The thing that I've always admired about you for the past 10 years, over 10 years, the thing I like about you most is there is a level. There's such a high level of authenticity about you. Everything you say is authentic. Everything you do is authentic. I've never heard anything negative. Every time I speak to people about you, it's always genuine. That's a testament, man, to your character. And I appreciate you keeping it 100, but being so authentic, man, just being you. And that's very attractive, and that's a great quality, man. So stay authentic 100% all day. No preservatives.
Man, gonna change it, man. It's just that's why I told you I love the game so much, because it helped change my life. So I can't do the game dirty. You feel what I'm saying? So once I seen something that I fell in love with and it helped me get out, so I got to put people on game about it so they can see it and want to get out the same way, instead of having to be stuck and going through the ways that everybody institutionally making everybody go through. If that makes sense what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying?
That makes
sense. I ain't gonna mention no names, but it's a lot of people, you know, that's shining. And yeah, they're doing, you know, way better than a lot of people you know, but they not getting what they worth. You know what I'm saying? So they made a million. They probably only made 100 bands from that, you know, but you don't know because you ain't even got 100 bands. So it looked like a lot to you. And you comparing him to a Michael Jordan, and Jordan did it years. You know what I'm saying? But we live in a perception ID world where we don't care about real. We're going off perception. And like you said, I got to stay authentic. You know, no matter what people think, I know what I know. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just glad that people let me into the game of hip-hop so I can do what I'm doing. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, Mike, man, we're going to be promoting the Money Train on REI Radio Network. We got our own streaming television network on Amazon Fire and Roku Radio Pusher. So we go any visuals that you have, we're going to blast it on Radio Pusher's TV all day, every day. We're going to support the whole project, Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music. We're going to drive the traffic to it, man. I appreciate you for being on the podcast today. Thanks for Yeah, I know your time's short because you're still here, man. But thanks for taking our time and jumping on the Million Dollar Mindset Podcast. Tell me this, Mike. What have you enjoyed the most about being on the Million Dollar Mindset Podcast today?
Man, I just appreciate the realness. I appreciate, you know, you studying what you're doing. Like, you're not just bringing anybody on your show because they're a known person and asking them stuff that you know what I'm saying? You really taking your time and doing your homework, so when people come, it's like they feel right at home. You know what I'm saying? And that's how you're supposed to do people. Like, if I'm interviewing whoever I'm interviewing, I'm going to know what's going on with them, what to ask them, what to do this, what to do that, and just be showing respect to each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't bring no
artists to my show and asking them about, oh, your first album was last year? No, I dropped my first album 3 years ago. You didn't do your homework, you feel what I'm saying?
Right, absolutely. Yeah, you gotta be involved.
So, yeah, so salute to you for being involved, you know what I'm saying? And you more than involved, like you understand, man. I can care for the phone. You know what I'm saying? Education is a mug, man. And what you dropping, I'm picking up. And what I'm dropping, you picking up. So it's just real on real, respect on respect. And I appreciate you for peeping what I've been laying over 10 years. And I'm doing it for people like you, and still peeping the real. You know what I'm saying?
Because people ain't real. I bought your album 3 times. Back when you used to buy Fool
CDs. Thank you, man.
I bought your album from Sam and Goody.
appreciate it, man.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why I'm going to tell you, man. I'm going to give you my email, man. MoneyTrainWorldwide@gmail.com. I'm going to email you 3 new ones that we finna come out with that some like a next to you vibe, some like a cut it, but we on the way, bro. So I'm going to email you this new shit. It's MoneyTrainWorldwide@gmail.com. Real simple. No cap, bro. All lowercase.
Appreciate that love, man. Listen, I'm going to let you get out of here. Thank you for being on the Mean Out Mindset podcast, people. And people, this is Mike Jones. Follow him. WhoMikeJones.com is the website, people. WhoMikeJones.com is the website. All day, people. Thanks so much, brother.
Yeah, number love, man. Y'all check out that new single, Sauce. I got the sauce. Yeah.
We're going to check it out, man. Supporting it all day. Take care, brother. Appreciate it.
Perfect.